Ugalirat. Ugalira ono uazak. Pinga cita manang. Taman nunam. Pawane. Pawane. Kulsimi. Ugalirat miyak pamna kulsak. Uazak. Ema na wawa koek tengok ke wagat. Wa perak tau nak agak nak kemesi nak dong itu do kami rago tu wa kemesi apa senda masa tengok dia tu mana itu kerok tak tuak tak gunung wa mitok kakasuk man na tak pa tawak uwi mo tigmiak dito na kinakagi sa kang dahil man na siya uba uma akaga tapia hauk hauk ang otak sak mom nga abakot at kaasukot kumil abakot at kaasukot kumil kitong na nukoy tibaktot. Hei, momga, dilia, tuang nerep lo. Saya ni tahan ni isaka. Sunang mauna, uya kusap kaya gini. Akbutok, eskaka, inong na, kakulayo ako sa, oksukakitik, bok. Hek, hek, aku tak sang bawa. Apa kau tak kasih aku kembali? Wah, enggak. Tapi nana, pingin nana kan? Katong nali cakap tak siapa aku tanggam. Si timbuk ibu ita itu, aku tak udah show. Aku akan itak setok pamer aku emak kisukku. Tak kisah kisukku. Keka, keka. Pamer aku show. Kerja orang tak tahu. Ita ame dah nak ketong nani lah dilihat. Ha, oma, papi wakakam nak tegung. Ane jom. Saat kata berdua, dah nak tegung. Ane makok, papi wakacita, noa tegua, angaya, yagaya, esponja kok tegusio, agaya, yagaya. Ulap bago ako ko. Iswak. Tana asa tiliga. Uma. At ka nakaramang uyakaramang imilo ko. Kaysa takuktaan o mga ko at tasiyo kun. Ani ame. Ana mako. Pabiyo kasita. Nuwa tiyo ko. Aga aya. Yaga aya. Ospon ako. Tugotliyo. Aga aya. Yaga aya. Agak-agak, ubah-ubah itu kukut. Tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. Tuk-tuk-tuk. Itu kait bagaimana. Nirisaga uya kamu imak kasih masuk. Na akhirantun ka kerok. Na akhirantun ka. Aku ya sekoa. Tabran ini kik-sik senang namini. Masa aku yusuk tukupat amikat amiksu amiatam panak siasi lemong panak mau kasakat tamredak.
This another story is about rabbits and the raven and Wells, Alaska again, by Queenie Milligrock. There was a rabbits. There was a mother and four children. She had four little children who was very fat. They came very fat because their mother was very proud of her kids and feed them and feed her kids and make them very fat. and very beautiful fur. One day, the little rabbits went out, play by their hole, by their home, by the porch. While they were playing, they see a big blackbird coming. They weren't scared of it. And the blackbird land right by that perch. And one of the rabbits said, What are you doing here? The raven said nothing. And one of the rabbits said, could you do some ritual type stuff? And raven said, oh yes, yes, yes. So he went out digging his fur, cut little drum and little drum and a stick. He beat the drum and started singing about the rabbits. He was singing about the rabbits, how fat they are, how tasty they'll be to eat, how big they are, juicy. And the rabbits understood the song and got scared. He went back. They ran into their home, the little hole, and their mother was last to get in. When the mother tried to get in, just before her toe going to the hole, the raven got hold of it. But the rabbit was still strong enough to go. But the mother rabbit's tail was off, because the raven had taken off from her back. She had no more tail. And the rabbit said to her, she started screaming, ow, 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 my tail is gone. Ow, 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 my tail is gone. And she said, oh, 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 my tail is gone. And she shut up for a while. And it was her back seat was hurting and hurting. Pretty soon he said to his son, hey, little son, will you go out and get my little tail out from that rabbit? From that raven? And he said, oh, yes. The little rabbit went out and started singing to the fox. And he said, me, my mom, wants the tail back. She had no more tail. She's in pain. She wants the tail back. The raven said, no, no. You got to go back and tell the mom to get it herself. She's a lot better and bigger, tastier meat she got. So the little rabbit got scared and went back. And then, so the mother was saying, oh, 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 my back, my tail is gone. And I want my tail back. And he said, hey, little son, another rabbit, would you go try and get my tail and give this meat and put a little rock in the meat and give it to him. Tell him you want to trade him with the tail and the meat. So the little rabbit, put the meat and the rock together, and so where they can't, a very sharp rock where he wrapped around with the meat so the raven won't recognize it. He went back out and said, and saying to the raven, my mother's pain, she want her tail back, The raven said, no, let her get it herself. She got bigger meat and tastier, juicier, and all that. And all that good stuff in her. And she said, and the little rabbit said, no, I'll trade you with this meat, what I've got in my hand, the whole big chunk of fatty meat. And the raven said, he's saying back to him, yes, 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 I'll trade you. I'll give you mother's tail back, so she won't be in pain. Please give me the meat. And the rabbit answered back, yes, yes, yes. I'll throw it up in the air While I throw it up in the air, I get the meat. And you catch the meat. And she, sure. Please, toss it. So the rabbit tossed the meat and got the rest of the tail and got the repelled tail back to her mother and give the mother. And the mother had her tail back. She wasn't in pain anymore. Outside, you start hearing Raven, ow, 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 my throat. My throat is in pain. I got cuts. I'm bleeding to death. Somebody help me. Please, rabbit, help me. The rabbit was scared and stayed very quiet. For a little while, they were quiet. The raven was getting quieter for a long time. And the raven got quiet. They went out and see the raven. The raven was dead. It bled to death. It has the mother said, the raven is dead. No harm for us. And bled to death. Let's take the skin away and save the meat. So they, all of them got together and skinned the raven. And it was a very sunny day. And dried the skin and used it for bed, very warm bed in winter. Well, that was the end of the story.
Ingalinyaki oktane, kagrime, nugat piak, kisi roroak, unaksiya romong, mama apipsune, senarok, senakaoba, senakaanin ko, amakliya sa balikane, isma na anakusok palak tunga sulu, ibiyatok, anakusok palak tunga, kaya mo kaya anakayak tuma. Tap ko isa amig imuliet. Ano rok? Ano ang tat kaya mo toksuk sa anak ikikatok. Tap ko rok ka sabilo ko rami nagakoktok. Kasi itaktok. Ita am tani. Ubaem na tabran sa narangin na nakani. Sakma itakataktok. Kortoga se. Nuira tokpa. Eniak siak uyok tava. Mokparto. Kortoga se. Aulai laga kiyane. Kakpakisha. Nuila kisha. Siak! Nuilutan. Mukpaman, tay kung agyan akbitok ako akwaman nusawa kagitsuwa. Tane, tagan nangan nura tok na tong ba? Kakto ka se, mukpaman. Kakto ka se, aw lai laga kiyan, kakpakaya.
This is story about the man who was the best carver in Daimi. One day, he was in his men's house, all by himself carving. He was the best carver of diamond. He carved and carved and carved and make things, all kind of animals and beautiful jewelries and stuff. And one day, boy, he sure wanna go bath. He start carving, but he still wanna go, sure wanna go bathroom. And he said, oh God, I'm gonna have to put my carvings away and go bathroom. So he went to the bathroom. The bathroom was full. Gee, I sure wanna go bathroom, but bathroom is gone. If I dump it, I'm gonna go bathroom. Well, I'm gonna go on my way. So, I said, I guess I go to the porch. So, the best carver of diamond went to the porch. Went to the bathroom. I mean, after he went to the bathroom, he said, oh, I feel better now. And after he sat down and carved and carved and carved, pretty soon he hears something outside. Woman's voice, a very beautiful woman's voice. And singing something like, here I am, here I am, here I am outside. Standing still outside. Here I am, standing outside. So, now maybe I'm just, he said, maybe I'm just hearing things. Yeah, he carved again. He heard it again. He said, I think I'm not hearing. He shouted outside to the door, come on in, come on in, come on in. So this thing said, here I am, I'm standing still outside. Pretty soon the roof came up to the door. It seemed like it was a very beautiful woman to him. So he came out, she came back and forth like that, going into the house, going back outside after she sang. And he started singing, the best carver of diamonds started thinking, maybe I'm gonna grab him and grab her and have myself a good, beautiful woman. So this time he came and he was ready for it, but he was pretending to carve. He was pretending very bad. And the thing came in again with a big fur woman's bark. But he couldn't see the face. But he went far enough. The lady went far enough. He jumped up and grabbed it. But the lady started singing, no, no, no. I'm gonna melt, I gotta freeze. No, 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 I gotta melt, I gotta freeze, And this man, this best man in diamond, pulled it up to the house, into the warm house, and said, no, no, the last word she heard is, no, 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 I'm gonna have to melt, I gotta freeze, I gotta go back outside. So he didn't care. He pulled it up, and the whole thing melted again. The whole thing melted on his hand, and he said, that teach me not to go bathroom in the porch again. This is another story about two little snipes of Wales, told by Queenie Milligrub. Once upon a time, there were two little snipes. Man and wife lived in Wales, Alaska. The two little snipes had two neighbors, snipes. They were neighbors. One day, this little snipe said to his wife, I'm going out and walk and see what I can get. So this little snipe walked and walked and walked. Pretty soon he came to this big tree. Very, very, very tall tree and real thick. And the little snipe wondered, I wonder how I can take this down. So pretty soon he see two little mice was picking on it, digging on it. And they dig and dig on it, bite some of it off. And pretty soon, the two little mice had take it down. When they take it down, the big tree had very, very big crash. He, the little snipe, closed his eyes when the noise was still there. After the noise was gone, he opened his eyes. When he opened his eyes, the tree was gone. The two little mice was gone. And he said to himself, somebody's playing games with me. And somebody playing games and lied to me about the things what I'm seeing. I think I better head home. So the little snipe start walking home. He walked and walked and walked. Finally he came to his house and told his wife about the tree that was gone. So the day was over, the night, they went to bed and sleep. The next day they wake up. This time I want to take a walk with the king. So the little snipe went along with his cane, walked with the cane, walked and walked. Pretty soon he came to this lagoon, a very, 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 very big lagoon. From where he was then, he looked across, tried to look across the lagoon, but he can't see the edge of it. So he turned around and looked. There's a big footstep. He turned around and looked back. The lagoon was gone. And he walked for a little while looking for the lagoon again. And he saw the man's real big step, a giant man's step. So he followed the little snipe followed the tracks, tracked the man's foot down. He came to this house, and there was a big pail of water on the house. And he said to himself again, somebody's been playing games with me and lying to me. So he walked back home again, went back home again, tell his wife about it, about the lagoon that disappeared, and find a human's, a giant's footstep. And there was a house and a big bucket of water. So he went home. While he was home, it was dawn again. When it's ready to go to bed, they went to sleep again. Tomorrow, they wake up again. He said, I'm going to take a walk again, my wife. The wife agreed, and then she started walking. Well, while he walked and walked and walked, and finally he found this lagoon again. And he said to himself, this time nobody's going to fool me. And this time I'm going to swim across it, try to catch the other end. So the little snipe dived and started swimming to the other side. He swam and swam and swam. He was getting tired, but he said, I'm going to drown if I stop. So he swam over again, harder and harder. Finally, he came to the edge of the lagoon and walked and dried. He was getting very cold. Finally, he got up to the mainland again and brush off the water off and dry himself. After he dried himself, got through drying himself, he looked back again. The lake, the lagoon was gone again. He said to himself, something is playing games again. He said, he looked and found another pail of bucket again at the giant house. He went back home and getting madder and madder. The little snipe was getting mad and madder. When he finally went home and told his wife about it. And the days go by again. The next day when they wake up, the little snipe went out again. He walked and walked. And he said, this time I'm going to carry something home so he won't play games. So he walked back home and said to his wife, wife, would you please give me my pack sack where I can pack my thing what I find this time and bring it home? He said, yes. So His wife got the little pack sack, and the little snap put it behind him. Walked again. He walked and walked and walked, walked, walked. He say, pretty soon he find a little hill, a rock hill. He climbed it and looked. It was on the other side of Wales, the west side, the east side of Wales. And see, he said, see, this was beautiful country. I didn't know there were beautiful country like this. Well, I think I'm going to take this hill home. So he dig in his bag and find a rope and wrap the mountain with the rope, and he tried it to lift it. He tried it a couple times. He think he can lift it. So he put his pack sack on and the hill, and carried the hill home. While he was carrying the hill home, the little hill was getting heavier and heavier. And pretty soon he got tired. He said to himself, I gotta keep going with this mountain this time. This time I'm gonna take something home. So he was getting tired and tired. It was not far from his house. He got pooped up and can't walk anymore. So I think I'll put this down here and go tell my wife that I brought something home. So the little snipe went in and told his wife about the mountain and come and look at it. And when his wife went out and looked at it, it was a big rock, a mountain of rock. And he said to her husband, you carry all this? He said, yes, I did. You must be a very strong man. So his husband didn't say nothing. He said, I'm going to go over to the next door and go tell that man that I brought something home so he won't tease me anymore. You know, because I always walk around. When I come home, I come home empty-handed. So he walked and walked over to his neighbors. His neighbors were working outside. He told the man, he said, hey neighbor, I've got something to show you what I brought home this time. I'm not very weak. I'm stronger. I'm stronger than you. And the other man laughed at him. And he said, you're too weak. You can't do nothing. You're just a little old lazy bum snipe. And this man said, got angry and said, I'll show you. Come. I'll show you this time. I brought home a mountain. And this snipe started laughing at him. He laughed and laughed and laughed until he can't laugh anymore. His stomach was hurting. And after he got through laughing, and this snipe was getting madder and madder. And he said, I'm not fooling. I'm not kidding. Come along with me. I'll show you how big of a mountain I carried home. So he agreed. But this man didn't believe. This another bird didn't believe him. And he said, I'll be over after I do my work. And this little snipe agreed. He went home. But this time he said, I think this mountain is gonna disappear like the others. I think I'll do something about it. So he got his wings. He got his wings to his mouth and wet his wings and with his mouth spit on the rock, the mountain rock, and lick his feathers and start wiping the moist from his mouth to this rock. And this rock stood and stand high as the other tree he saw. The rock, the mountain, the hill grow to mountain. And the man said over there, And I mean, the another man, Snipe, came over and laughing, and looked at the mountain. He said, "You can't probably carry this mountain home." He laughed again. This little Snipe got mad and said, "Okay, I'm gonna wrap around this with my rope, and I'm gonna lift it with my bare hands and my back." And laughed again. He was laughing away. He got mad. He got mad enough. So he put the rope around the mountain and tied it towards his wing in the back and centered in his back and lifted. And then other Snipe man, Snipe was surprised that he lifted it. He quit laughing. And after he lifted, he put it down and he said, "Now you try." And he said, "No, everybody can do that. And even though I could," the other Snipe said. The man, Snipe, who carried the mountain, said, "Okay, let's prove our strength then. I lift it and now you lift it." He laughed and it's so easy. I can even lift it with my wing. So he put his wing under the mountain, try, lift it. He couldn't lift it. So he got the rope around his wing and sent it up like he did and try lift it. He couldn't. And the little Snipe said, "Now you believe me now." And the other snipe went home and never teased this little snipe again. And that was the end of the story.